this is what my what Satellite Class sounds like on their CD. And then we're going to come back and talk to them and hear some live stuff. And it will be good. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Satellite Class. What's up, Satellite Class?
Hey. Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Kill Radio.
So, are you missing work or is it missing you? What are you doing here today?
It's missing me.
It's missing me.
Yeah.
Also, it's missing us.
So, you guys are a two-piece band, but you sound pretty full to me. When you guys play out live, is it just the two of you?
We are full of it.
Yeah, tell me, tell me your names and what you contribute to Satellite Class.
I'm John Kanoyer, and I play this guitar and I sing.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Mark Giorgione is my name. I play drums and percussion.
And he sings.
And I sing. I forgot. I contribute to Satellite Class.
And how did the two of you end up making music together?
Well.
We worked together in an art gallery, John. Well, we were just talking, you know, like people do when they work together, and we're talking about music. And I asked him what his favorite band was, and he said Swerve Driver, and it was unbelievable because that was my favorite band. And Swerve Driver isn't very huge. I guess it's huge now, or they're huge now. But anyways, and we started playing in a gallery. Our boss, Robert Berman. Let us play, set up shop after After working all day.
On Sundays, we could practice there for free, so it was cool, kind of.
That was it. That was how Satellite Class was born. It's been over a year now.
How'd you come up with the name?
Marie Claire, my wife, came up with the name, and she was just thinking about names, and like distance learning was one, and then Satellite Class was one, and it kind of stuck, and it's just kind of about, you know, something that's kind of out there and a little bit different and a little deeper, and, you know, then it just kind of sounds cool. So
it was better than Boom Boom Kanoyer too, because
that was the other name.
John got a nickname from punching some guy's lights out. And his nickname was Boom Boom Kanoyer, so I wanted to name the band Boom Boom Kanoyer, but thank God it didn't stick.
Hey, man, you're the first person to come into this room and think of pointing the microphone down at the instruments.
You know, I'm dodging it, like,
no, but that's
it.
That makes sense.
He's special.
Well, John actually told me to do it.
I did.
John's like recorded everything we've done.
Well, you guys obviously work well together. Let's go into a live song if you guys are ready.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. All right, you're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on KillRadio.org. Hey, sorry for switching the mic out on you in the middle of the song like that. This mic has a problem. What's the technical term for it?
It's broken.
Sucks. Yeah.
That's well, you did a good job switching it out.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's never a dull moment here at KillRadio.org.
That was really exciting, actually.
No, but I really enjoyed that song. You guys, are you a strict collaborative process, or is there a front man?
Collaborative process.
Yeah, we are. We're collaborative.
Yeah.
We both bring ideas into the practice or sketches or songs, but most of the time they kind of blend together while we're playing. And sometimes even they'll just magically appear, and we play them just once, and it's done. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
John usually has the hook and the riff and all that. But
to answer your question, I'm the front man.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, tell me about the really early experiences of playing together. Like, you guys became friendly, both realized you liked the same kind of music, like to perform the same kind of way. Like, couple times you played together, like, did you know that you guys were actually going to be Satellite Class?
Really first weird. One, I still have the cassette tape that we recorded that day.
I think it's what you, of course, it's what you hope for when you jam with somebody, but it was beyond that. It was like, I mean, it sounds really corny, but it was really a cosmic thing. It was like, wow, this is exactly what you wait for to do with anything, with art or anything, if you're collaborating. And it was like, there was no boundaries, everything was good, or to us anyways, and that was it. And then it's like, we have like a ridiculous amount of material still.
Yeah.
We have to stop and just settle with what we have sometimes, because we just want to keep going. It was unbelievable.
Did you set out to be professional musicians before you guys met up?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, we've been playing for a decade.
Yeah, we've both been in bands, separate bands, and struggling around. And
all right, how long between meeting and actually playing live in front of an audience?
What was it? It was at the gallery, our first show after this other performance.
I'd say only a few months, right?
It was a couple months, maybe 3 months.
But you guys have played out. How long ago was that?
That was That
January
was like no, it was like early summer of last year.
Oh, I'm way off.
Yeah,
I don't even know what I'm talking about. So
that's okay. I've done even less research.
That was yeah.
Yeah, I'm making this up as I go along.
Yeah, it's very convincing. I have to say, it's good. I know you guys have played at Lava Lounge quite a bit. We were talking about that before.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
That's a nice small venue.
Hiko.
Yeah, Hiko. Yeah, so we're playing Tangier a lot lately.
You have a Tangier gig coming up soon, right?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
I love that place. We love that place. It's really, it's kind of Lava Lounge-ish. It's dark. It's intimate. You can play quiet. You can play loud, but quiet's better.
But they don't have couch night. But
no, they don't. They have nice rugs, though. They have nice rugs.
Do you guys have an album that people can buy?
We will in 2008 when it's finally completed.
No.
It's almost done. It's getting mastered. And it should be actually done this week, hopefully, if Henry out there is working on it right now. And then it'll get printed up, so we'll have it hopefully early summer.
So is right now the only other place people can get your music the Sounds We Move compilation?
They can go to our website, just satelliteclass.com. It has more downloads. They can just rip them off of there.
Okay.
If they want. And, you know, they can just email us. We can always pop something in the mail, too, so. It's pretty grassroots right now until the album comes out. So we don't care.
That's how we like it.
We just want to get it out there. I mean, we don't really care about even money right now. And we don't care about what we don't have. So
I expect to picture that quote with you guys on the front cover of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Satellite Class, we don't really care about the money.
We don't care about money.
You guys want to go into another live song? And then we'll play some tracks from some recorded tracks.
Do Tom Petty?
Sure.
I love this song. All right. Listen to Satellite Class on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Hey now,
So you have to tell me about the inspiration behind that song. I mean, it's so fantastic. It doesn't need words, and it literally doesn't really have them.
That was the, it just came, it just, we just started playing it, and that's it. And I just wanted to be kind of abstract with this song title. Not really consciously, but I just said, hey, what about Tom Petty Pays Off? And I think that the way I sing, it's just an interpretation of, like, listening. Listening to Tom Petty, the way he would just come up with these really cool hooks and learning to fly, playing wings. Yeah. So it was just that. That was it.
Was it any other thing before it was Hey Now?
No,
that was
one,
it.
That was the one that just came out.
That's what we're
one
talking
that was
about.
Done like, the minute we did.
Cosmic stuff.
Cosmic forces.
Bennett's looking for something.
Yeah. Bennett's the guardian angel of killradio.org.
Yeah. Nice guy.
We need him here 24 hours
a
day.
It
is beautiful here. It truly is.
There's beautiful sunlight coming through the window.
Yes.
There's buses streaming by.
Streaming, literally.
Streaming by.
Yes.
The smell of Vermont Avenue.
I mean, how often do you get to record a track with traffic sounds in the background?
It's breathtaking.
So, Hey Now aside, is there anything, when you guys start to write a song, do you write about mostly about personal experience, or is it more, you know, ambiguous, conceptual? I mean, I wouldn't call them love songs necessarily.
Yeah. I think there's a few.
There's a couple love songs.
But it's
a lot about personal experience. It's just about daily life, whatever we're going through. Not all of it's autobiographical. I mean, there's be lines that just pop up in your head, and you'll just kind of take it from there. You just write about, you know, everything, the city life, country life.
How y'all feeling?
Yeah, snow on the mountains, dirt in the gutter, that kind of stuff.
What are some of your other major influences? You mentioned Swerve Driver.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of, a good friend of mine, Jen, let me listen to all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm really into quiet stuff right now, Magnet. My friend Garvey just let me listen to this band called Whitey. Swerve Driver was like just the rock when I was playing big rock bands. That was a big influence, and down the line with other rock bands. But I like really quiet stuff these days.
He's getting older.
Yeah, that's what age does to you, I guess. I don't want to rock so hard; my ears hurt.
All right, speaking of rocking hard, then what is on stage? What are some of your just like best and absolute worst experiences playing live? I mean, have you ever felt like you just weren't clicking?
Yeah, I mean,
no. You know,
well, not us not clicking, but I have had bad nights.
Where I remember one bad night. Yeah.
Every band does the exact same thing. There's that one.
We were rushed. We didn't get our M&Ms beforehand in
our
green room.
It was a thing where you had to get it.
It was upsetting.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. It was just a thing where you had to get a lot of people out there, and if you didn't get a lot of people out there, then it was just kind of.
We won't say who it was, but it was one of those.
You know what? There hasn't been too many bad experiences, though.
Broken strings or just your voice is just not there. And, you know, nothing really major. Like, my pants haven't fallen down or anything. Just off nights.
Well, there was that one night. But that was actually a good show.
That was after the show.
After the show.
What?
Oh. Yeah, no, that's actually, I mean, that's a real challenge for every band. When you're playing at a place that isn't very pro music, they're just pro people like promoting, and so they don't really care, if you can play or not. It's just like, how many people can you get in the door?
And that's what it was.
That's rough. Did they they make you like sell a certain number of tickets first or something like that?
Because I tend to be brutally honest sometimes, and I was asked, how many people are you bringing? I said, well, you know, I don't think too many because we played the night before, and it was like just like the door just slammed. I was like, well, you know, I'm not gonna BS about it. So, and then that's something I have to learn to kind of just keep my mouth shut. But it was just ended up being like scowling looks from the promoter all night and while we were on stage. And it was just like, okay.
Yeah, no, I deal with the same crap as a DJ where it's just like, I apparently am worth absolutely nothing unless at least 11 people say that they're there just to be there for me.
Yeah.
They come see the bands. That doesn't count, you know? Yeah,
and then you'll get your 2 drink tickets.
Yeah, I don't actually provide a service, you know?
If you're lucky, 2 drink tickets.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's part of the game.
And then eventually it switches where everyone is trying to get you to play because they really see you guys providing a service and they have a big draw.
Which is happening right at this moment, right?
From this interview on, it's all uphill or downhill. I don't know, whichever is the good one. Why don't we play a track from the CD that you brought in?
All right.
What do you recommend?
Let's do number 2 on there. It's called Dirty Hands.
All right. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on killradio.org. If you want to instant message us, if you have a question for the band or anything like that, go ahead, sign on to AOL Instant Messenger, and our handle is Kill Radio Station. Back with Satellite Class. So that's a short song, but there's a long story behind it, and I want to hear it.
All right. Well, we were at Mr. T's Bowl and Lounge, which is a great place, which I haven't been there in a long time, I think since this night. But anyways, long story shorter, this bouncer there that doesn't work there anymore had, towards the end of the night, had our women. Had them in his clutches, grabbing them, telling them to leave and forcing them out.
They were being a little obnoxious, but he was way over the top. And
they just had too much to drink. They're being too vocal or something.
Something. They got kicked out, and they needed to come back in to use the bathroom. And he went into the girls' bathroom and manhandled them and tried to physically remove them from this lovely establishment. And
wow!
So all of a sudden, all four of us—John and I and the two other girls, we're all entangled with this guy, and we're all yelling, and John said, let go
of my bleeping,
let go, and warned him twice. And then John, and this guy's huge, this guy was like cornerback material in the NFL, like huge guy, and John socked him, and the guy didn't know what hit him. The guy fell like a tree and was looking up at us dazed, and I was just like, I can't believe that just happened. So stay away from John.
I kicked him in the head after that. But I won't say that on the air.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Bennett.
See ya.
Later, Bennett. So how did you get out of that situation?
Like a mask.
Did you run home and write a song about it?
I was on the floor going, don't hit me! Don't hit me! And John just kind of walked out like a stud. Just knocked that guy out.
And those are still your girls, I take it?
50% of that group is...
Close enough. Yeah.
Half and half. Yeah.
So when people ask you to describe Satellite Class, and they're like, okay, pitch your band for our gig so we can tell you if you're worth it, what do you come up with? I mean, there's so many indie rock bands,
Sweet love.
It's such a hard question, but it easy too, I guess.
Two piece, and then obviously the compares to the White Stripes and then I tell them, well, our drummer isn't as good looking as theirs. But we're kind of like folky, indie.
It's very original, is what I say. It's very original, but influences of Bob Dylan,
yeah,
old stuff, new stuff, and then I just finally sum it up with Think Monkeys.
Monkeys.
We cover this Monkeys song.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Just like I need to just write it out and like memorize that answer for the question.
Do you guys ever collaborate with other artists? Have like guest vocalists or?
We really love this band called The Slings, and I really want to learn their song so I can jump up live and throw the tambourine on it. But eventually, that's what we really want to do. We want to be right in the thick of the music community and just have people that like our songs and vice versa and jump up, because we are only a two piece, and there's lots of room for collaboration.
Yeah.
So, and that's what's really great about a musician. Yeah.
Slings are great, by the way. They were on the show a couple months ago. Yeah, that's actually how I discovered you guys from the compilation they gave me, Sounds When We Move. I think I discovered, like, me personally, like, found like five or six new favorite bands just from that one CD.
Yeah, they're good fellas.
They're really nice boys. Really nice guys and boys.
Are you guys ready to do another live song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to give the audience a sort of perspective, what I'm looking at here. So, John, you're with the guitar and the mic, and Mark, you have a snare drum and
I have a little
glockenspiel
I haven't played yet. Okay. We have a little new thing that we're going to probably play, but John's going to play Empty Rooms, which is a very old, old song that's just been renewed by his guitar brilliant. And he'll just play this one, and then, I've got this glockenspiel I'll bust out in a minute.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on radio.org.
When I can't feel, I get high. When I can't feel, I get low. 'Cause it's all I can do. It's all empty rooms. Look out the passenger window. See the same scenes as the day before. It's all I can do. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. What shall I make with my spare time? He said, let your mind flow out from the blue. It's all I can do. It's all empty rooms. She said to make space for what's to come. 'Cause memories grow older, their pictures get folded in two. Yeah, it's true. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. It's all empty rooms. It's all. When I can't feel, I get high. When I can't feel, I get low. 'Cause it's all I can do. It's all empty rooms. 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 It's all empty rooms.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
This is the reason I do this show, because I hate going out. So I just make bands come here and perform for me.
That's good.
Well, that's a good thing.
No, it's actually true. If I didn't DJ, I'd probably never go out. I'd never see bands.
Nice.
You got your window right there.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I do the show naked.
Yeah, so I noticed that. I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did notice.
Nice sight.
So tell me, what kind of reaction do you want from your audience? I mean, I've had bands in here that are, you know, like hard rock bands, and they just want to see people like jump up and down.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the other bands that are, you know, want the opposite. They want people to, you know, to
let's
get emotional.
Have a pint and let's talk about your music.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want a reaction.
Any reaction at all?
Any reaction, of course, a positive one. But you know, when I was younger, I'd always go up to drummers and go, "Hey, man, can I have a stick?" You know, and I realized how stupid that was. But I want that reaction. I want someone to look at us and say, "I want to do what you guys do, eventually or now or whatever." But just a reaction, you know, is better than anything.
Yeah, it's so cool being up on stage. It's really kind of a special thing, really, when you're up there, and just people paying attention is pretty amazing. And then we've played a lot of different places and had different crowds, and we kind of are, I think our strength is that all different age groups can listen to us. And
80 blind, crippled, crazy.
Yeah, and we were playing outdoors at this Tar Fest last year, and I looked up. The only time I looked up, I think. And there was this older lady just totally dancing in her chair, and it was awesome. And then, like, the other day we played at the Knitting Factory, and I think the Slings were there, and we started playing Tom Petty, and all of a sudden there was all this applause when we started playing.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
It was just
That's
like...
great.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it felt really
cool.
Good. Even, I mean, they weren't strangers, but it still was cool, you know?
Especially that... because Radiohead was in the back of the room pausing when we were... No. Tommy Oak was like, "I love this song." Yeah.
It would be funny if Tom Petty were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you guys see yourselves as sort of an intimate act? I mean, or can you see yourself playing for like a huge audience? What's the largest audience you guys played for?
Besides you? I don't know.
I am many.
Probably
Silver Lake Lounge was probably the most.
2,500. No. I'd say about
75.
Yeah, really? Oh, 75 people, John says. John doesn't really lie.
Incidentally, there's about 30 individual IP addresses right now listening live. So you're actually not just playing for me.
Well, hello.
If we couldn't see us playing before a lot of people, we'd be in trouble. So of course we would want to play in front of a lot of people. No, I don't want to play in front of too many. Could you imagine?
Well, how far do you see Satellite Class going? I mean, do you see yourselves headlining?
I see
headlining?
It's going farther than we can imagine. Or not can imagine, but than we think.
Than we think.
Yeah. So, like, whatever goal you set, you guys really anticipate you're going to reach it and pass it.
It just feels really good to be able to do this. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a really good season this year. You know, if we could just give 115%, 200%, that's, 48,000% of you. And, I think, the good Lord willing, I think we're going to have a really good season.
All right, this is turning into a deodorant commercial. Let's play a track from a CD. What do you have next?
It's called Old Man Knees.
Is this the third track?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about gallery life.
All right, cool. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on killradio.org.
Driving some screws in the wall.
And we're back. And we enjoy it. And you're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good, on killradio.org, and various other prepositions. So, I want to know how each of you, when it like clicked in your head that you were going to pick up an instrument and why you chose that instrument.
Drugs.
Moving on.
Drugs.
Seriously, like how, let's start with you, John. Like how young were you and you picked up a guitar and go, oh, this thing fits in my hand.
I think I was in sixth grade and I got picked to be one of the Beatles for our music program. So that was the first time I had a guitar in my hand, and it was huge on me. But my dad was always a musician and played in bands when he was younger out in the Midwest in the Nomads, and they toured around. And he's listening right now, by the way, so I want to say hi to my family in Florida.
Hey!
And he bought me my first guitar when I was, I think I was 12. I think I was around 12, maybe. Between 12 and 15, I started really playing a lot. And Adventures were the first thing he taught me, old surf rock, which I still listen to all the time today. And that's what it started. And my little brother is a brilliant bass player and overall musician. And it's just always been in the family. My mom could always sing. So
you just got a double dose of the right genetics to do it.
It turned out all right, so I've always been doing it.
Yeah.
And Mark, are you sticking with drugs?
Yeah. do you have any? No. I pretty much have the same story with John. It's like the family, not my mom, but my dad and my brother played drums, and I wanted to play baseball. So eventually, there was a drum kit in the basement, and my dad would wake me up every morning playing them, and I would get really mad and then realized, hey, wait a minute, I've learned how to play drums by just listening for years. When I got behind the set, I said, oh my god, I know what to do, this is really weird, and then enjoyed it because I had a good friend that played guitar. And
were you able to get your revenge by playing drums and waking him up early in the morning?
No, I wasn't actually. He just laughed at me because he's really amazing. He plays fretless bass in Florida now with bands. But, yeah, that was it. It was just kind of a genetic thing and just kind of watching and listening. And
Do you see yourself as bringing a particular style of drumming to Satellite Class? There's something that's sort of uniquely...
Yeah, but nothing that hasn't been done before. Kind of like a Maureen Tucker sort of thing. Is that her name?
From
Velvet Underground? Sort of, you know, very simple stuff. It's funny because I've played shows and there's guys that take the stage after me that rip it up. And I'm like, I could rip it up too. I just don't have to. You know, it's just kind of like this thing.
No, but that's fair. But there's something to be said for that, about doing what's best for the song and not being, self-indulgent.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I guess I do kind of bring a style, but nothing that's impossible. I've said even live that anybody can come up here and play these beats, I think, once. It's really simple, but...
Well, you should take that back,
should. But it's not true. Anyways.
So, you guys ready to do another song?
Yeah,
I want to hear the Glockenspiel.
Yeah, we haven't ever played this song live, so we'll just try this.
Sketch,
let me find this. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're about to be treated to some more live music. Satellite Class. Man, this mic keeps going in and out. All right. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good on killradio.org. Thank you. That song surprised the ending. Surprised even you guys, huh?
Yeah. I
think I ended a little early.
I thought we were going one more time.
Sorry.
That was basically it. It was just another round.
No, that's great. That's I appreciate the Kill Radio exclusive.
Yes.
First of all, and I really like the sound.
Thank you.
Some songs I think are so well written that to put actual words to them would actually take away from the meaning. So
thank you.
So good. So I was looking at your website, and you guys have a lot of really cool flyers. Do you make them yourself, or you outsource them to Hong Kong?
Sometimes I steal things off the internet, and then I'll just distort them or cut and paste. But all the hand drawn stuff is Mark's imaginative fingers.
Yeah,
awesome.
I like to draw.
He likes. Sometimes I'll just give him a pad of paper and a pencil, and I'll just put him in the corner, and he just doodles.
When he's acting out, quiet. You know, it's just like way to calm
sometimes
him down.
Sometimes in the middle of some songs on my snare, I just in the middle of a show. Hey, I got a new flyer. That's our stuff on there.
So, you guys weren't really close friends before you started working together. I mean, you were colleagues,
really,
right?
But, yeah, we're not really that close.
But that's what I was going to ask. I mean, you guys seem to get along really well. The music seems to click. How is that? You know, have you guys developed the friendship as the band has come together?
It's grown into a deep
a deep resentment.
Yeah. John gives me what I need.
Yeah, we hit it off right away. Yeah. I mean, we were friends right away. We have a lot in common, and we have this weird connection when we're playing and just in normal everyday stuff too. So, you know,
do you guys spend a lot of time recording, or is most of the time spent doing live stuff?
Well, we recorded everything ourselves in our practice space. And then I'll take that foundation, and then I'll just, I'll go home and overdub periodically. So I don't do too much though, cause I want it to sound straightforward like we do live. But I do touch up a little stuff here and there. But
when you get this album, it's going to have like all sorts of turntablism in it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Cellos.
Yes, we do.
Chicka, 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 satellites.
Yeah.
Joanne and Syria, two listeners and Couch Night people, just an instant message saying how much they're enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you for listening.
They're literally writing clap, clap, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to hear it.
Thanks, Joanne.
Before we go, just wanted to remind everyone that if you're listening now and you want other people to hear the show, go to killradio.org later today or tomorrow, depending if I have the time or not, and you'll be able to download this show and listen to it, and it'll probably be up on the Satellite Class website at some point, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you guys put put that website together yourselves?
Yeah, I do. I have to do that at the gallery, so I kind of knew how to do it, and it's nothing fancy, just HTML stuff, but yeah, it's good because I can update it in a minute. So we try to keep up to date and keep it looking good.
John's pretty much
the technical
control master of Satellite Class. He keeps us afloat.
Yeah,
good job, John.
Thank you, Mark.
You guys need a hug, or do you have time? You want to go into a song?
Let's hug.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
good.
It's so much easier with a two-person band because when you have like four or five, six people in here and they all start hugging, it's just a big mess. It's a small room. I want to squeeze one more live song out of you guys
if you guys have
the time. So, great. You're listening to Satellite Class on Is Good and killradio.org. And this is what they sound like. Go for it.
So alone in the AM, driving home. I want you next to me with no miles in between, but the cold wind off the mountain blows through you and it blows through me. The cold wind off the mountain blows. flows through you and blows through me.
What's the name of that song?
So Alone.
So Alone. Well, you guys aren't alone. You guys have a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
When is your next show? It's Tuesday?
Tuesday night at Tangier.
All right.
And then I think the 24th of May at Lava Lounge.
Right.
And people should check out satelliteclass.com to keep with, with you guys.
Email us if you like us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
We're going to leave you with another track from the CD.
All right. Let's
what do we got?
Number four, I guess.
All right. And just one more time, since I'm going to sign off after this track, tonight, Couch Night, Lava Lounge, 1533 North La Brea, myspace.com/thecouchnight. Message them to RSVP. Get in for free. You can see Novi Split and Lynn and the Sexies, and they're all good. My guest today has been Satellite Class. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest next week is Daryl Blood.